Hello, and good day to you. We're Group P6, and this is our capstone project, involving the large-scale natural gas processing and liquefaction for LNG production. What's our group name, you ask? Well, why don't you take a guess? As countries push towards the adoption of renewables to fulfill their pledges under the Paris Climate Agreement, many developing nations have embraced natural gas as a bridge fuel, enabling them to meet their energy demand while reducing emissions. With vast untapped gas reserves and a convenient coastal location, British Columbia is in a strategic position to help meet that demand. Over the next decade, global LNG demand is set to grow by over 167 million tons per annum. To help meet that demand, we would like to propose the development of an LNG facility with two main objectives: to remove impurities to the required specifications, that is, to remove CO2, H2S, and H2O to less than 50 parts per million, 4 parts per million, and 0.1 parts per million, respectively. The second objective is to liquefy the refined gas to minus 163 degrees Celsius at atmospheric pressure for it to be transported on tanker ships to Asian markets. With a production capacity of 3.5 MTPA of LNG, the facility will be located in the town of Kitimat in British Columbia, close to the waterways. As you can see from the satellite image in the bottom left of the poster, the proposed plant site is located very close to the inlet channels, enabling LNG carriers to go to the site to pick up the LNG before transporting it away.
My name is Owen, and I will now explain the block flow diagram. Keep in mind that each of these blocks represents the main processing units in a single train. First, raw gas flows into the acid gas removal unit, where CO2 and hydrogen sulfide are scrubbed from the gas in an amine absorption column. Sweet gas then flows to the dehydration unit, wherein zeolite molecular sieves dehydrate the gas almost completely. Dry gas flows to the natural gas liquids recovery, where a distillation process removes most C2 to C4 hydrocarbons, which can then be sold as mixed fuels. Next is the liquefaction train, where propane pre-cooling lowers the temperature before major cooling in the main cryogenic heat exchanger, or MCHE. The MCHE is highly proprietary and beyond the scope of this project, hence the black box liquefaction and nitrogen removal units. The project is located in Kitimat, British Columbia, and will thus be subject to Kitimat municipal regulations in addition to provincial and federal regulations. Land. One concern over land impact is the destruction of sensitive wetland ecosystems near the site, particularly during construction. Monitoring habitats and soil acidification testing to assess potential eutrophication are necessary. Atmosphere. Fuel exhaust, flaring, and shipping are some of the many activities which will cause noise pollution and emissions of particulate matter and greenhouse gases. These pollutants are subject to the regulations set by the Oil and Gas Activities Act and the Environmental Protection and Management Regulation. Water. Wastewater from operations will be contaminated with hydrocarbons. This water must be treated at a facility in accordance with the Kitimat Municipal Codes. Once treated, it will be released to the sewage system or the environment. Large freshwater demands for construction and operations will be met by the Kitimat waterline. Wildlife. During construction, dredging may increase turbidity in seawater, which may harm marine life. LNG Kitimat will implement a design constraint to ensure TSS levels do not surpass 25 mg per liter. Dredging may also warrant the capture and release of crabs and fish into more suitable habitats as per the Fisheries Act. Also, treated water effluent will likely need to be cooled down 10 degrees Celsius to prevent harm to marine life.
Moving on to the economic analysis of LNG Kitimat. Firstly, a recommended cost is calculated to be $825 million. And when their respective length factors such as construction, insulation, time and location are applied, we obtain an estimated capital expenditure of CapEx of $4.69 billion. 84% of the CapEx will be obtained through investment, with 10% cost of return annually, which is an attractive figure meant to attract more investors. Taking into account that our internal rate of return is 11.34%, a value lower than the 10% cost of return, hence this project is proven to be feasible. Subsequently, the other 16% of our CapEx is captured through loan with an annual interest of 3%. The plant's operating cost is estimated to be $1.76 billion, where this includes direct product costs, fixed charges, overhead costs, and general expenses that contribute a total of $1,220 million, $190 million, and $350 million respectively. Direct product costs include cost of raw materials, operating labor, power, and utilities, which were estimated using price indexes from numerous sources, and their cost breakdown are illustrated. On the other hand, the overhead costs, general expenses, and direct product costs were estimated using length factors based on their respective indexes. Total revenue of LNG Kitimat is estimated to be $2.36 billion with a gross profit of $1.8 billion. The payback period of our projects is estimated to be 8 operating years, assuming our financial statement will be will be similar to the forecasted value based on our initial estimations. The gross profit and net profit margin will yield 78.2% and 18.7% respectively. This aligns with the LNG industry as their gross profit and net profit margins vary between 48% to 84% and 7% to 28% respectively. We also perform liquidity tests on the project, indicated using current ratio and asset test ratio methods. The current and asset test ratio are estimated to be 1.77 and 1.27 respectively. This means that this project can meet its current obligation with the current assets on hand, even without having any inventory. All in all, the project will still have some amount of money left over even after paying all the debts that are owed. Overall, Energy Kitimat is estimated to have good economic feasibility as well as financial status based on the initial estimation that were done in this.